Chapter 1. Murder is a world away from me in the children's hospital, as I watch Elsie's pink fist close around the red sponge ball and squeeze. The scars on her hand turn red from the exertion, but she's not paying attention to the pain. When she opens her hand again, two large red balls appear and almost roll off her palm. Her eyes light up, and she breaks into a smile. It's a million megawatts of energy, and a face half covered in waxy skin, still healing from the skin grafts. My grandfather taught me this trick. It was the first one he ever showed me. We were backstage watching my father entertain a half-full theater in some forgotten town in the Midwest. I remember the glow of grandfather's cigar in the dark wings as he muttered and shook his head. Tall, with a 40s leading man mustache grayed by age and hair slicked to the side. He was always immaculately dressed in a suit and ascot, even when it was his son standing before the crowd. "Fool doesn't know his hands from his own ass." He looked down at me, then took the red sponge balls from his jacket pocket. "Even you could do it better than that jackass." I watched and learned. I was 5. Grandfather gave me a pat on the head when the two red balls appeared in my other hand. I gave him a toothy grin. I'd been practicing after bedtime in the dark. I got one of his rare, genuine smiles.
"You're clever. Too bad audiences would never take to a girl magician."
It was an offhand comment not meant for me. He leaned back against a road case and puffed away at his cigar, swearing every time my father messed up a trick in his eyes. To the audience, the show was going fine, but to grandfather, every little missed subtlety, every less than perfect sleight of hand, was a disaster. Watching his son, his legacy, fumble through his art was like watching someone burn down the home he spent his entire life building, room by room. He had a penchant for the overly dramatic, but it wasn't just his legacy either. Great-grandfather, a rival of Houdini, really made the name for the family. And in grandfather's mind, it was all coming to a crashing end. Elsie makes the sponge balls vanish and reappear again. Her eyes wait for my approval.
"Wonderful,"
I tell her. I've had to learn how to smile and hold in the tears every time I see her face. She's still too self-conscious to play around the other children at the clinic. This Saturday afternoon, we have the playroom to ourselves. Our audience is a nurse doing some paperwork in the corner, and a wall full of cheery Disney princesses accepting kisses from frogs and cavorting with cute animals. Elsie had us sit in the pirate section of the playroom. A mural behind her depicts a valiant battle between lost boys and a haggard crew of buccaneers. The first time she sat me down here, I thought it was so she could look at the princess murals. After several magic lessons, I realized she's an adventurer at heart and likes being close to the action. So much potential ruined by the burns. I have to stop myself. I'm already prejudging the rest of her life. I'm deciding what she can and cannot do, which is what everyone did to me. That's what grandfather did. That's what father did. Even mother, God rest her soul. Even she did that.
"Can I learn how to do the next part?"
Small teeth bite the edge of her lip expectantly. A lock of dirty blonde hair falls in front of her eyes, and I have to resist an inborn motherly urge to brush it aside. The skin is still healing and sensitive. I can smell the balm the nurse rubbed on it before my visit.
"Of course, Elsie."
I show her the move I used. She watches every minute detail. I think more and more lately about what it would be like to have my own child. Apparently that happens when you're closer to 30 than 20. I'd sworn it off when I was younger. I didn't want to put anyone else through the fractured childhood I had. I was loved, to be certain, but loved by people who didn't know how to love themselves. I feel guilty when I see Elsie sitting there on the colored carpet, struggling with the magic trick. My dysfunctional family has nothing on hers. The scars I have are only the ones I hold on to. She has to go through life with hers visible to the world. A little while later, she's able to do the trick, crudely, but she has the idea. She's 8, but has the patience of a much older girl. She's got the drive of nobody I've ever met. I wish I could have known Elsie before her mother threw the pot of boiling water in her face. Was she this strong before that?